gotta love folks who worship their dead leader. Out in Colorado, police raided the clubhouse of the Love Has Won cult, where the bereaved followers of Mother God had made a shrine of her mummified body, placed it caringly in a sleeping bag, painted glitter on her desiccated face, and decorated it with Christmas lights. I don't actually know how you mummify a body these days, but I suspect these folks just let it dry out in the living room and tried not to notice the odor. I remember when Kahutek, the comet, arrived in our little corner of the solar system. There were folks who believed the guy who claimed it was coming to take them to a better place. Just line up single file, folks. The spaceship has plenty of room. You don't need a ticket. You won't need a passport. No money, no problem. Salvation was on its way. Some religions are crazier than others, and some are truly batshit insane. But they're nearly all built around some kernel of wacky that flies in the face of logic or reality or plain common sense. The point, evidently, you have to let go of that to reach another plane, a higher plane, a better place. Folks just want to find God or heaven or anything better than this. That's what I used to think. But now, living in the post-truth era of internet crackpot conspiracies and nutty theories, I think people are just gullible idiots. Not necessarily stupid, but really, what's the difference? UFOs, Bigfoot, pizza parlor pederasts, cannibals, lizard people, the whole menagerie just howling for some acolytes, some believers, some cracked taxidermist to prop them up and decorate the corpse with Christmas bulbs. Godmother, why not? Maybe they're hoping for the resurrection. Maybe they'll write the testaments. Maybe this will be the next great world religion, good as any, better than some. I know this. I should have gotten on that comet.